And my sense is this. When Jesus said to them before he left, before he was going back to be with the Father in heaven, and called his disciples, and he says, wait for me in Jerusalem until you receive power, until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, I know we cannot go to Jerusalem and wait. Some of us have been there and some of us have not, but that's not it. I feel this way about it. God has made my home, my Jerusalem, where I meet in the beginning of the day. And I know that many of you, maybe all of you, do the same. But when God fills us with his Holy Spirit and his power, it's not for me to keep that blessing within here. That was not the purpose. God says, connect with me and connect to the power of God with this arm and reach out with this hand and touch a dying and hopeless world. Then the power of God will stream through us and we will be able to see that he works and the light will shine brightly as we do follow that. But if I only work with this hand without having that connection, it will not amount to very much at all. But if I connect with him and I reach out with this hand, then God will work and people will be set free. And there will be a great harvest as we have heard today. Because I see it, the Bible says in Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us. For he has anointed us to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to deliver those who are in bondage, to open prison doors for those who are in bondage, to proclaim freedom to the people, the acceptable year of the Lord. That is why we are here today. That is why God will fill us with his Holy Spirit. That is why we can go out and see, as the pastor has been talking about, a great harvest. And I praise and thank God for what's being done, for the reaching out into our schools, for the reaching out into our communities, for God laying this burden upon us. Today is a day of visitation, and we cannot afford to miss it. Let's wake up and know that God is sending us out. Some of us might say, as we already heard, I can't do this. I am not qualified for this type of thing. I know exactly what that feels like. Because I've many times thought, well, I can't do it. But what does God say in this word? He says, give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Yes, God has qualified me and you and each one of us to go and do what he has called us to do. And he has translated us into his kingdom. And we have become ambassadors for our king. His name is Jesus. And he's not sending us out and saying, just go and be on your own. No. God is giving us the equipment that we need to accomplish that which he has sent us for. And God is going to be with us. And we have to know, as an ambassador, that we have to keep a constant line of contact with our king. Because an ambassador doesn't operate on his own ideas. He knows the king is telling him and giving him direction constantly that he or she has to follow. And let that be for all of us. Let there be that burning desire within. I will follow Jesus. I will go where he sends me. I will not say, look, I'm not qualified. Because in myself, I know very well I'm not qualified. But in him, we can do all things through him who loves us and is with us. The Holy Spirit that God has given us, the power that God is sending us out with, is going to accomplish great and mighty things among us this very day. And I was reading in the book of Revelation, when we see the church in Laodicea, and when you read and how they are lukewarm and have kind of lost their love for Jesus. And Jesus says to them, you're lukewarm, you're miserable, you have lost it. I will spew you out of my mouth. If we were to stop reading at that point, we would kind of feel, well, that's it, we have had it. God is finished with us. But you know something? God loved those people. God loves our churches. That even if they are lukewarm, God wants to give. He says, come to me and I will give you gold tried in the fire. I will clothe you with my righteousness. Those whom I love, I correct and tell them which way to go. He stands outside us and knocks on the door and says, let me in. Because I'll come into you, I'll dine with you, and you with me. And those who will come will sit down with me on my throne, as I sat down on my Father on his throne. And today I feel that God is saying to us, each of us, open up your doors wide open. All of us, that there be no area in my life that I have closed for him. That I don't have a little cave with a door on the outside that says, no entry here. This is mine and mine only. I will invite Jesus in to cleanse, to totally take away all that is blood, will come into all of our lives and we be clean. So the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God can flow unhindered through us. And God is sending us today, I believe, a mighty revival. And I just praise him and thank him for what he is doing. I thank him for Pastor Ralph that he has sent to us. For Sue, for Chris, for Hannah. And we'll continue to pray for them. That what they do and they follow the direction of God in Jesus' name. And we will touch our community. And we will see families being healed. Yes, we will come and we'll reach out to those who are in hopelessness, so deep they know no way out. But we know him who is able to set them free, to lift them up. Let us all go and call on him, the Almighty God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask the worship team to join me again on the platform. And there is a song that they had scheduled to sing at the very end, and I want them to sing that. I'm going to invite us to stand. We've heard a great challenge and a great word this morning. And this morning, I'd like us, as many of us that can, we all know this morning, everyone in this room has a family member. Everyone in this room has knows someone that needs Jesus. Everyone in this room, there is someone in your heart that you break for because they need Jesus. I'd like us to do something. As our worship team leads us, could as many people come and join me at the front as a significant expression of our surrender to the Lord, as we surrender those people to Jesus, as we surrender our lives, that we would say, Jesus, I'm praying, God, that they not just be saved, but Lord, let me be an instrument that will help lead to their salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Wish your team lead us this morning. Amen.